Top officials from Immigration and Customs Enforcement, U.S. Customs and Border Protection, and U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services appeared before lawmakers in a contentious hearing as members scrutinized the administration's intensified immigration enforcement, particularly in Minneapolis, where federal operations have been linked to the shooting deaths of two U.S. citizens and the reported brutalization of many others. The House Homeland Security Committee hearing comes at a moment when transparency and accountability are at historic lows, even as funding for those immigration agencies are at record highs. Committee Chair, New York Republican Andrew Gabarino, organized the hearing, citing the need for oversight and transparency.
We must take the temperature down and look at the record of enforcement actions through rational eyes.
Gabarino said his role was not to defend the Trump administration, but to conduct congressional oversight. While he voiced concern about law enforcement safety, he also condemned recent actions and the lack of transparency.
We have now seen the deaths of two American citizens in Minnesota. This is all unacceptable and preventable. The safety of law enforcement and the communities they serve and protect must always come first. When officials or elected leaders rush to conclusions about law enforcement or their fellow Americans, public trust suffers. There must be complete and impartial investigation.
Gabarino would be the only Republican to rebuke efforts to rush judgment on Renee Good and Alex Pretty by the Trump administration before completing a full investigation. Meanwhile, the committee's ranking Democrat, Benny Thompson, said the hearing was long overdue.
This hearing is just the start of a reckoning for the Trump administration and its weaponization of DHS against American citizens and the principle our country stands for. Mr. Lyons is here today, nearly a month after we invited him. I guess DHS needed time to get its story straight before he came to testify under oath.
Todd Lyons, the head of Immigration and Customs Enforcement, faced the bulk of the highly charged questioning, with Democrats pressing him on accountability and Republicans offering broad support.
We are facing the deadliest operating environment in our agency's history. In fiscal year 2025, death threats against ICE personnel increased more than 8,000%. Assaults on officers have skyrocketed over 1,400%. One officer in Minnesota had his finger bitten off by a protester, egged on by elected officials characterizing our offices as the Gestapo or secret police.
In his opening remarks, Lyons said he feared for the safety of his agents, despite data showing that the chance of an ICE or Border Patrol agent being murdered in the line of duty is about 1 in 94,000 per year. And since 2003, only two ICE agents have been murdered in the line of duty, neither during immigration enforcement operations. However, at least eight people have died in encounters with ICE in 2026 alone. Still, the majority of Republicans on the committee focused their questioning on concerns for ICE officer safety, despite data showing that 2025 was the safest year on record for ICE officers. That's according to figures compiled by the Cato Institute. The use of masks by agents, the lack of clear identification, and the use of body cameras were logistical concerns raised during the hearing. Lyons and CBP Commissioner Rodney Scott said thousands of federal officers are already outfitted with body cameras. However, the numbers represent less than half of the total force.
I'm just trying to get the number of ICE agents who have cameras on their body as of today.
Approximately 3,000, sir.
3,000 out of how many?
Out of approximately 13,000, sir, that are in the field.
Meaning roughly 10,000 agents are currently without. Lyons also said body camera footage from the Minneapolis operation would be released publicly. Concerns about vetting were also raised by Rhode Island Democrat Seth Magaziner.
Mr. Lyons, has ICE hired anyone who is charged with a crime related to the January 6th riot here at the Capitol?
Sir, I don't have that information, but I would say no.
Magaziner also questioned CBP Commissioner Rodney Scott on how many agents have faced consequences for alleged abuse of power.
Commissioner Scott, how many of your agents have been disciplined for excessive use of force over the past year?
I cannot comment on ongoing or
I'm not asking you to comment on a specific investigation. How many of your agents have been disciplined? I'm just asking for the total.
I'll get that number to you. I don't have it in front of me.
All right. I sent you a letter asking that question and haven't received a response.
California Democrat Eric Swalwell questioned whether any ICE officials had been relieved of their duties.
How many ICE agents have been fired for their conduct under your leadership?
Sir, I can get you that data. I'll get that back to you.
Is it more than one?
I'm not going to speak about personnel actions, but I'll get you that data.
Can you tell us if at least one person has been fired for their conduct since these operations have begun? Are you telling us you can't even say one person's been fired?
Sir, I'm not going to talk about personnel actions, but we will get back to you.
But two people have been killed so far. Is that right? A nurse named Preddy and a mom named Good. Two people have been killed so far.
Yes, sir.
When asked whether he would apologize to the family of Renee Good.
For being called a domestic terrorist by the president and his leadership?
No, sir.
Texas Republican Michael McCaul appeared to attribute the escalation and deaths to a former CPB commander.
And then Agent Bovino came into the picture, and I would argue, in fairness, that he escalated the situation by the way that was handled. Your officers are not trained to effectuate crowd control. They are trained to move in surgically, go in and remove these dangerous, violent criminals from the United States of America. I've called for de-escalation after the two deaths, the two shootings that took place. I believe that these roving patrols should be done at the border rather than in the major cities of the United States. So when the president decided to remove Agent Bovino and put in Tom Homan, who I've known for years, a consummate professional, law enforcement professional, I commended the president.
Notably, Homan was investigated by federal law enforcement last year after allegedly accepting a $50,000 bribe from individuals posing as business executives. The hearing unfolded against the backdrop of a looming government shutdown that would disproportionately impact the Department of Homeland Security. Democrats are threatening to block DHS funding unless new restraints are placed on ICE and other agencies carrying out the administration's immigration agenda. While some Democrats press for accountability, Texas Republican Tony Gonzalez focused on proposals to further militarize ICE and CBP, at one point describing Minneapolis as resembling Fallujah, one of the bloodiest battles of the Iraq War.
I've got a bill in particular through bulletproof glass or ballistic windshields. Is that something you think that could help protect the law enforcement officers that are on the front lines?
I think that can help protect the officers on the front lines, but it goes much farther than that because things have changed. So the tactical infrastructure at the border, the bulletproof vests, all of that helps tremendously, but we're fighting a different fight now.
That characterization was reinforced by CBP leadership, who repeated unsubstantiated claims about paid agitators.
But let's not miss the fact that we have coordinated, well-funded, and I think insurgencies or terrorist organizations, however you want to call it, literally trying to prevent legal laws from being enforced in the United States. That is a dramatic change. That's why we've had to shift. So we got to figure out how to protect our officers and agents more holistically.
DHS officials argued that comparisons of ICE to Nazis or other fascists have made their jobs more dangerous, prompting this exchange with Democrat Dan Goldman.
Do you know what other regimes in the 20th century required similar proof of citizenship?
Yes, sir.
What?
Sir, there was various nefarious regimes that did that.
Is Nazi Germany one?
Yes, but I...
Is the Soviet Union
so
one?
I honestly...
Sir, I'm asking the questions. Is the Soviet Union one?
Yes, sir, but I totally... This is the wrong type of
questioning you.
No, what's? I'll tell you what the wrong type
but actually,
of thing
sir,
is, sir.
It's the Holocaust Museum.
Reclaiming my time, sir.
If you want
reclaiming
to go see
my time,
that's
Mr.
What it
Chairman.
Is. It's not the men and women of ICE that are out there doing it every day. So to say that the men and women of ICE are
Mr. Chairman, I'm reclaiming my time. I would like my
wrong.
Time back, please. You said in your opening statement that references to ICE as the Gestapo or the secret police encourages threats against ICE agents.
100%.
The problem is you have it backwards, sir. People are simply making valid observations about your tactics, which are un-American and outright fascist. So I have a simple suggestion. If you don't want to be called a fascist regime or secret police, then stop acting like one. But people are simply just observing what they are seeing.
Warnings about the threat of fascism were also raised by ranking Democrat Benny Thompson.
Over the past several weeks, the president has made a series of comments regarding the midterm election. The president has urged my Republican colleagues in Congress to nationalize elections. Now, are you involved in any planning on guarding precincts in this country as of today, Mr. Scott?
No, sir.
Mr. Lyons?
No, sir.
So there's no information? You've not been asked to start deploying people for areas anywhere?
No, sir.
Meanwhile, President Donald Trump's former advisor, Steve Bannon, suggested on his podcast that the administration should send ICE agents to polling locations during this year's midterm elections, a possibility the White House refused to rule out. For KPFA News, I'm Lauren Schmidt.